The Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generations, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God's. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. People of God, hear what the Spirit is saying.
Praise be to God, Jesus
Christ. You know, a question I've been asked over a number last summer is, are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready for Christmas? And what my response has been to them, Christmas is every day. What do you mean, am I ready for Christmas? And so here we are on Christmas Day. Are you ready for Christmas? Some claim that this is the birthday of Jesus. But we know that that's not true. What Christmas is meant to be is a reminder to us to what this whole thing's about. You see, it's about incarnation. It's about the second incarnation. See, this is a reminder, Emmanuel. God is with us. It is Christ Mass, more than just Jesus' birthday. Now, the truth is, and it's somewhat ironic, that we can't say that this is his birthday because they don't really know. Back in that day, they didn't celebrate it that way. It wasn't even named until almost 200 years after he was born. Supposed to have been born. And it was the Roman, they did it with the Roman Christian historian Sextus Julius Africanus. Now he lived between 160 and 240. And he dated by the date, the 25th, by Jesus' conception. Now, how did he know that? Well, he dated it by March 25th, which was his understanding, and many of the people of that day, philosophers, felt that that was the beginning of creation. So they must have been listening to what John was saying. Listen to what John says. In the beginning was the Word, talking about creation. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were through him. And without him, nothing can be. What came to be through him was life. And this life was a light to the human race. The second incarnation. The first was the creation some 14 billion years ago. The second is Jesus' coming amongst us. And what I believe it was about is to make incarnation personal. That it's about you and me is what he was teaching. And the real power of gathering on the 25th of December is it allows us to talk about this missing piece that oftentimes we miss. I mean, Think about it. They started when? In October? Christmas is coming, get your Christmas sales. And they started coming with Hallmark movies about love and all these sweetheart things. And we go through all that. But the reminder is that you and I, we are brothers and sisters with Jesus, sons and daughters with God. And we've got a special calling in that. Because you and I, in the darkness we face today, we're to bring light to the world. We're to make that light shine because He's given us that. Now, it calls us to be aware of that. This earth and all the universe is indeed the body of God. And it's that body that was born, and we are born in, and that we live in, and that we suffer, and that we are resurrection into eternal life. You know, either God is a great part of this whole project, or it causes us reason to want to present anything. And I choose to believe that God is part of all this, and that we are part of all this. Theologian Sally McFaig, she said, "We must realize the mess we've gotten ourselves into by not taking incarnation and creation seriously. Creation is the body of God and the place of salvation. Creation is the place of salvation that means the health and well-being of all creatures, all people, all parts of creation is what salvation is about. It is God and God's place. It is our place, one and only place." Now, isn't that something to celebrate? More than just what we do. But it was also known back in the day. St. Augustine in the 4th century said, "When we are in right relationship, we might say in love, there is the Christ, there is the body of God, and there is the people of God." And that's something to celebrate too, amen? Christians over the years, unfortunately, we've whittled this great mystery into small things and exclusive things and manageable things. So much that there are some people that don't want to claim the name Christian anymore because it's taken away. We become Catholic and Protestant, and we become a club of Orthodox. We become this and that. Too often Christians have rejected Jewish people and Islamic people and Hindus, and I can go on and on. And yet we're all meant to be part of that because that's what Jesus came to teach us. Some people have formed and say, yes, we have a communion, and it's only rare that we understand that we're connected with the natural world too. And that's important for us to take care of that. We miss the communion of all that is around us. So there's much for us to learn about celebrating this day so that it's not just one day. The early Christians for 200 years didn't celebrate the day because they were called the Way. They lived the way of Jesus. They were part of that. And before Constantine, was almost half the world was part of this The Way organization. Unfortunately, Constantine took advantage of that. When you were in the army, if you were going to be part of the Way, you couldn't be part of the military. What Constantine did is says, if you're going to be part of the military, you must be part of the Way. Interesting what we say about war today and the validity of war today. So it's not about the gifts we give or the gifts we receive. It's an awareness that we ourselves are a gift, just as Jesus was a gift to us, and that everyone around us is a gift. Awareness that we're one with the universe and we're made in this image and likeness. We too often miss that larger message And that doesn't mean we don't want to celebrate today, and we don't want to have hats like Zella has and celebrate that way with the jingle bells. That's all important. And those songs we sang before, those are all good memories of that. But if it's just today that we do it, it's not understanding the whole impact of what Christ's birth was about. You see, Jesus' incarnation made the first incarnation personal. And that's why the Christians wanted to live that way. So we need to remember that bigger picture. Richard Rohr says that he teaches that people need to start taking divine embodiment seriously, so that Christmas and Jesus' birth and human incarnation become personal. This morning, it's interesting, Jesus was missing in the crib. But Jesus was sleeping outside the front door this morning. There was a homeless man up there. And so we gave him some hot chalk and some cookies. But it just hit me that that's what this day is about, in understanding that. It's about Christ Mass every day and every day with all people in the universe. So what are we celebrating? I believe we're celebrating who we are, one with Jesus. Who are the people of God? It's a new covenant of people of God, rooted in the promises of Israel, inaugurated by the Holy Spirit, which refers to all believers and all people. When we do that, we truly celebrate Christmas. Who are we? We are the people of God that fosters gender justice, including ordination of women, of trans people, of non-binary folks. When we do this, we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate and are living in this incarnation. Who are we? We are the people of God when we promote and cultivate dignity among all people in all families, regardless of their marital status or sexual or romantic relationships. When we do that, we celebrate Christmas. And see, it's not just one day. This one day is a reminder that it's every day we do that. We are people of God whose liturgies embrace many cultures, all histories, languages of a universal church. When we do that, we celebrate Christmas. You see, we're the people of God when we live lives truly about social justice teachings, including preferential option for the poor, criminal justice reform, abolition of the death penalty, dignity of labor and workers, especially low-income people, and especially immigrants. That's when we celebrate Christmas in 365 days out of the year. When we care for God's creation, when there's solidarity among this one people of God, and we don't exclude anyone. When we do this, we celebrate Christmas. So we need to sing the songs. We need to be about that. We need to share all that. But if it's only one day, we miss the deeper meaning that we are all one, and each one of us is meant to bring light into the darkness of this world, and to know that just as Jesus made a difference in his day, you and I are meant to make a difference in our day. And if that just touches one person, that's all we need to do, because that person will go out to others. And so, I'd like you all to share, what is the gift that you bring to this celebration of life?